Good evening. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Divide Service Net. My name here is Dan. The net is out every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomba Amtrico repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomba on Jackson Hill. This is informing that all ingressing parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break at any time. We have an emergency traffic at this time. I think I've touched this again. I have pushed the wrong button here. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for Black Divide Service Net. My name here is Dan. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomba Amtrico repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomba on Jackson Hill. This is informing that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there this time? The next Boomba Amtrico meeting is Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Flat Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Carter Street, Boombaville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur voice is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. The net controller not starts the net at 9 p.m. and still have not done so after a couple of minutes. Please feel free to contest the net yourself. You will find the net premium on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. At the Echo Link station, listen to check in. Please call now.
KE2AIP repeater, KA3TFB, Bill in Warrenville, and we are experiencing 66 degrees at the present time with a 73% humidity factor. The sun hasn't shined most of the day. It's been relatively cool, just the way I like it. Cool enough that you don't have to have the air conditioners on, and warm enough that you don't have to heat blaring all the time. And I wish everyone a good evening here, top of the day to everybody. And we'll be in listening mode. KA3TFB back to net control through the Echolink system. Over.
Okay, Bill. Very good. We're here. We're checking this thing from Warrensdale, Pennsylvania. And you said you had no sun today. It was cloudy all day. We had a really nice day up here in northern New York. We had clear skies, sunny, very nice weather. It was in the 70s today, so. Okay, Bill, thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. Do we have any other Echolink stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Please call now. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Valley Service Net. We'll take all members and guests. Please call now.
N2PFM, good evening, Dan.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
WA2U.
Okay, we got N2PFM, KC2WI, KD2AIT, and WA2U. I think I got that all right. Let's see. PFM, Gaming George, and how are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Jen, and everybody else out there on the net. We had a temperature of 60 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 41 to 72, and yes, we did have a lot of sunshine. The solar panels were really absorbing the solar energy to make electricity, that's for sure, for the storage batteries here, for the solar power. So that all went well with all. We changed your motor oil and filter as well as the tranny oil and filter today. And Mama's still languishing in the hospital awaiting an outcome from the nursing home Medicaid thing. I think there's a couple other things they still got to get yet, whatever. It's a long, tedious process, and really wish I didn't have to go through that, that's for sure, Mama. So my thing is, almost every year, I got to cut it out every other day because I only got half the income now that Mama's not living here anymore. Only get half the income, so I'm cutting it back now to every other day to go to see her at the hospital. So that's the situation on this end. We'll say hello to everybody, and God bless in 73, then 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, thanks a lot for checking this in with your report there and all, and your mother there still in the hospital waiting for the Medicaid bill to get straightened around and stuff, so hope everything gets straightened out soon for you, that's for sure. So, okay, very good, George, thanks a lot for checking in and seeing what we'll talk to you later. KC2WI, Gaming Pete, this is N2YQ.
KC2WI, maybe I should go up to high power here, I don't know. Alright, KC2WI. Thought I'm going to see if I can find some backlight bulbs that will fit in this old radio. Works great, but there's no backlight. Well, okay, as I mentioned on the other net, and you know Dan, Wednesday, June 17th from 6 to 9 p.m., we're going to have an amateur radio open house here in Glenfield at the 3G Fire Department, and we're going to have refreshments, free refreshments, maybe not everything free, but at least some, and I'm hoping that we'll have a good turnout. I'm hoping that Harry comes over with his APRS stuff, and Paul will bring his maybe a couple things, his little handheld Yagi that he did some satellite stuff with, and then maybe he can do EchoLink on the smartphone kind of thing, tablet, and I'll probably do an FL Digi kind of a demo thingy, workshop kind of thing. I'm gonna try to get a hold of Hanley and see if we can talk him into coming up there if he's around and doing some CW. I don't know if anybody else around here that's doing CW, but that's always interesting, especially if you get any kids. And you know, maybe I'll either just be over there with the mobile HF, or you know, maybe some simple antenna or something, and do a little bit of HF, and then maybe some, just bring some stuff to show people, maybe a couple of radios and simple antennas you can build. I'll bring maybe like a 10 meter dipole or something that, you know, small enough you can just kind of show people how it's built for some of the new hams, and do stuff like that, and hopefully we'll get a pretty good turnout. We'll have this letter is going to go out to approximately 50 people, 40 or so, I don't know, because some of them are two at this, you know, I counted, I think, 50, but that means there's somewhere there's more than one person at the same address, so, you know, anyway, 40 letters or something, and we'll try and push it out on all the possible Facebook places and things like that, and maybe get a pretty good turnout. Hopefully we have weather that's not too hot and not too cold. Maybe we can finally get sort of the critical mass to get some things going here in Lewis County. And I don't know if anybody wants, from Boonville wants to come up, that's good. I can't remember, I think we talked about this once, and somebody thought maybe the Boonville Club had a banner. I was thinking of, if that's the case, that would be nice, you know, for people that maybe come up a little from the south. And I was even thinking of suggesting to, you know, Will and Julianette group, if they want to come down, for people that might, you know, might be up that way. Anyway, that's on the 17th. Real busy month for me. Ham radio stuff going on a lot, and everything else in between. Other than that, I guess not too much going on here. Right now, I'm going to wind down for the evening. It's been a long day, and I was up real late last night because I had a real late job that ended up. I didn't get back here till almost midnight. So tonight, I'm going to go to bed at 9:30 or something. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, very good on that. We parked him and all that stuff going on down here at the Clemson Player Hall on the 17th of June. And, hope you have a good turnout. Very good. Thanks a lot for checking in and seeing. We'll talk to you later. KV2AIT and 2YQ, good evening, Jeff. I think that was you coming there, N2YQ.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. Just a message there for Pete. Might want to post or send an email over to the guys over there at upstateham.com, www.upstateham.com. He could post up about it there on his site. It's a pretty active site for ham, so it would be, you know, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to put it there. His email address is November 2, Victor, Zulu, Delta at AOL.com, so N2VZD@AOL.com, or you can just, I think you might be able to contact him from the website too, so, but yeah, you might want to give him a buzz about it. They're always looking for new stories to put up on the website. And for George, if you're still listening, N2PFM, just want to let you know, Pete probably got the news too, that they will be releasing Windows 10 free for anybody who has Windows 7 and above. It'll be a free upgrade. You should have gotten a little notice about it, an icon on your window, if you have either one of those operating systems. And you can get an early release if you sign up for it, but the official release right now, I believe, is June 29th or July 29th, I can't remember now. But anyway, as for myself, kind of worked around here on the computer today and did a little bit of yard work in the yard, not much. I moved a few plants here and there, took a walk with the wife on the towpath, and that's about it really, not a lot to report. So, this is KD2AIT, we'll be back in that control.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on your report for this evening. Beach, did you get the information?
Yeah, now that I have the proper ICOM microphone on this radio, they are exactly the same shape, and it's a little darker, and it has two keypad on the back, but boy, you don't have a lot of lights on. You got to make sure to grab the right one. Yeah, I got that, and I will send them an email. And it's July 29th, and I actually don't have any Windows 7 computer that I am running myself. I'm using old XP, and I got two Vistas that work just fine. But I just redid a reloaded one, Dell something or the other. And, you know, after I got done with all the other updates, that comes up. If you go to Windows Update, it actually puts a big graphic right in the Windows Update window that says, oh, reserve your copy of Windows 10. So I have to talk with the customer about what they, you know, want to do. I'm not going to, you know, I don't know. I'm assuming they want an email address or something. I haven't done it. And the other thing I'm waiting to find out is if they, so far as of the last time I researched it, there was no announcement on pricing for any kind of upgrades, because I want to know, you know, I might, if they do $40 like they did with Windows 8, you could get download that for $40, $39.95 or something. You know, you could download Windows 8 and that would upgrade Vista. And I didn't, that's a long story, I kind of started to do that and then I didn't do that. I actually did it. I bought two of them. I never did it. Once I found out how bad 8 was, I put it off. And then somewhere I lost the codes, or I can't even remember how I did. And when I went to try and get them, I went back to, I couldn't quite get the contact, so, you know, I paid for it with a credit card, and I called Discover, and I said, listen, can you find that receipt, or find, you know, find it, so I could trace back. And what they ended up doing was just canceling. And somehow they got to Microsoft, and they canceled it, which is not, and refunded the money, which is not what I wanted to have happen, but that's what happened. So I'm hoping that Microsoft is so intent on getting everybody to Windows 10 that they will, you know, even though they're not going to give you a free one from Vista, they might give you a $40 upgrade. And, you know, if you got a computer that can run Windows 7, it certainly can run Vista, so you should, and if it can run, you know, and so theoretically it can run 8, and it, that should be doable. But I don't know. They haven't said yet. There's been no announcement at all about, you know, what if they're going to do it, if they're going to give an upgrade pass at all or what. But it would make sense if their goal is to have everybody on Windows 10, so they only got to support one Windows, they ought to do it. KC2WI.
Okay, bring your people with all that information there for sure. So. Okay, we'll go on to WA2U, John, and how's everything with you this evening?
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone. I'm beat this evening. And a friend came over, I don't know how many logs we cut up, I lost count, I did some wood splitting, but then I moved big blocks over by the wood splitter, and there's some huge blocks that are over there now, so that's a tomorrow project. At least I've got all the wood that's been blocked up on one side of what they call the runners underneath the logs, and I think I'm going to leave the runners there. Chatted with a friend of mine, once I get all these logs cut, I'll just order another load of logs, and they put them on top, but I've got... When I'm all done, I'll probably have 2 or 3 years of wood if I burn 15 cords of wood a year. So I spent a lot of time out in the making sawdust out there, and Kathy did lawn mowing, and it was kind of interesting moving the logs around and emptying the grass bag and filling the lawnmower with gas and starting it, and then I go back to moving logs. So I think I went out there about 1 and... I think I was out there around 10 this morning. I think I came in around 5:36. Got a nice little bit of sunburn out of it, but anyway, so it's all good. And fine and upgrading with all the new operating systems. We have a Windows 7 of, I'm not sure what flavor, I know there's different varieties. But one thing I think might be a little bit of a snafu, I don't know that much about computers, but the laptop I have and the desktop that Kathy uses, both are 64-bit systems, and there might be some systems out there that are 32-bit, and I don't know if that causes any heartache or not, but maybe there's different conversions and things, so. But if you have 500 gigabytes or a terabyte or whatever, maybe that's not a concern. So let's see, tomorrow's Thursday, weekend's getting closer. Rochester Ham Fest, which is on Saturday out in Rochester. If you can't make that, the following Saturday is Cortland. So there you go. Sounds like everyone's busy with various different projects, and we'll turn it back over to you, Dan, and say 7-3 to everyone. And I'm going to, Pete's idea of packing it in at 9:30, I'm shooting for that also. WAT is 7-3.
Okay, very good, John. Very good on your report there. Thank you, Kathy. Had a really busy day between cutting wood and splitting wood, and she moved, and oh my gosh. You guys definitely make a full day out of it, that's for sure. So, okay, very good. You, Kathy, have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Revised Service Net. Thank you for the check-in for the net.
N2KKL, good evening.
KA2ZNZ, hi Dan.
N2KKL, good evening. And we're also recognizing KA2BLA. N2KKL, go ahead.
N2OIQ, good evening Dan, good to hear you. And everybody in here. Had beautiful weather today, enjoyed it, and it's still pretty decent out there, got a lot accomplished. Though I won't hold it because I'll let you pick up Jack because he's going to go to the other one too. 7-3 everybody, have a good evening and a nice day tomorrow. N2KKL, back to you Dan.
Okay, pretty good. Thanks for checking in to the Boonville Amateur Equipment, oh yeah, Boonville and Silversmith this evening. Nice to hear you there for sure. Okay, we're going to KA2BLA. Good evening, Jack, and how's everything with you this evening?
Well, everything's pretty good down here, Dan. I'll say hello to you and to everybody on the side. That, my kind of weather today, actually, high of 73. A low of 41, and all the wall of sunshine. A little wind at times, but not bad. So, that's about it from down here. Had a busy day outside for the most part. Still working on the bushes here, and I had Till out with me today. She was ramrodding my operation, I'm sure. But anyways,
7-3 all around, KA2 Zanza. Okay, very good, Jack Henry reported this evening, and yeah, it's like everybody's been, I said, had a busy day today from one thing or another, so I think everybody's probably gonna go to bed early, starting their day tomorrow. Today what we did was I went around do some things for the fire department, getting some donations for our auction coming up June 19th and got hit the fire hall, and then we me and my wife went up to the cemetery for a little bit. We haven't been up there and to do our daughter's grave, and but we got that all done. We should have done a week ago, but one thing or another going on, so couldn't make it up, but anyway, so we made up today, so we're all happy, and everything looks good up there, so. Okay, very good. This is N2OIQ, Net Control, for the Black and White Service Net. Do we have any further check-ins or any commentary queries for the net?
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU, good evening Ray, how is everything with you and the family this evening?
Good Dan, we got 61 degrees up on the hill here, and I'm just working on the tractor trying to get some of the lights working on the back. It had a short circuit and was popping the fuse. Got that all taken care of, and don't forget Rochester Ham Fest on Saturday. It's Saturday only. Saturday only this year, and it's only $8 to get in. and we're supposed to have perfect weather for it out in Rochester.
That's getting very good, Ray, with that information there for sure. And I mean, the tractor there, getting the lights, the back lights worked on it, so you can see you're getting there as time goes on there for sure with that tractor. So, okay, very good, Ray. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. Do you have any other check-ins or any comments or any whatever? So go ahead.
To BFM, further question on that Glenfield shindig.
Go ahead, Dart.
I take it that's the 29th of July, and I don't know at what time, as I don't think that was specified.
July 29th, that was something else that Pete was talking about. Down in the firehouse, Glenfield, it's the 17th of June, and it starts at 6 to 9 p.m., George.
Well, that's a roger, because I don't drive at night. That leaves me out for that. All right, thank you. God bless. Have a good one. M2PFM clear, thanks.
Yeah, I know it's, say, 9 o'clock, but it could be over by that time. But don't, you know, it don't get as dark as late it was, or, you know, a couple months ago, George. So 6 o'clock is daylight, and it starts getting dark, what, 8:30, quarter to 9, I think. And that's anyway, so. All right, well, maybe see you when we walk, but whatever, you know, whatever you can do, that's for sure. So, okay, very good, George. M2OIQ, any other comments, any queries, or anybody checking?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, maybe we, since we're starting at 6, we don't really want to, you know, we probably want to sort of be out of there by 9, so maybe we should, you know, we sort of said that's the time we'll be there as far as, you know, for the firehouse, but we probably shouldn't advertise at 6 to 9, we probably should say 6 to 8 or, you know, 6 to 8:30 or something like that, so we can kind of, you know, everybody might be out by then anyway, but you wouldn't want to have somebody, you know, read it or say, oh, yep, I can just get there after work and get there and then have everybody gone. So I think we better make it, you know, I'd say 6 to 8:30. That gives people plenty of time. You know, even if they get out of work late or dinner late, they can still shoot over at 8 o'clock, but nobody will show up at quarter to 9, you know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Pete. Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably right there for sure. Okay, very good, very good. Any other comments or any queries or late check-ins? Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. I had nice night here this evening. Nine check-ins, including myself, so that's pretty good. That's pretty good for sure. So, okay, with that, this is N2OIQ, now closing the BlackBerry Live Service Net. We turn the repeater to other AM machines. Sounding trees and going down at 201 to clear.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is 2M2
Thank you, Frank.
N2MQP, hi Carol. Thank you for checking in. KA27Z for lockdown, looking for stations with or without traffic. This is lockdown, looking for stations with or without traffic. Okay, I thank Carol for checking in tonight. Kind of quiet here, I guess. So, 73 Carol, 73 to all listening on the side. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA27Z. Before I move completely away, John, are you going to sign up any chance, WA2UKA2Z? I think there's a station in there. But we're getting nothing but no audio at all. No audio at all. It's just opening the repeater. Maybe I'm not getting through either. Okay, nothing else heard. KA2Z.
KC2WI.
Oh, okay, very good. Thanks, Pete. I guess I am getting in there all right. Kind of wondering. KC2WI. Yeah, thanks again, Pete. And 73s. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. Well, I'll make one more try. Any other stations for our 10? Thanks again. KA2Z, returning to net frequency.